It's time to get live and local.
Where do you get your inspiration from?
When I was in school down in Chapel Hill.
I'm excited, man.
The music is just amazing.
The Aaron Keck Show continues with local news, sports, ideas, and now all the best local music in town.
Southern culture on the skids.
The Carolina chocolate drops.
The squirrel nut zippers. Mandolin orange.
Sylvan Esso.
Mac and Maura from Superchunk.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
The music here is as varied as the stores on Franklin Street.
Live and local starts now.
Thank you, Aaron. It's great to meet you.
On 97.9 The Hill.
And it's Monday, so it's time for another radio concert on the Hill, where we throw the spotlight on one great local artist and let them take it for the entire hour. Tonight, I'm excited because the spotlight is on Skylar Goodass. She is a terrific artist. Just came out with her second album. It's called Cinema. It released last month, still just a couple of weeks old. You can get it on Bandcamp and on streaming sites. More on that coming up later on this hour, but we're going to get underway right now with one of the singles off of Cinema. Here's Rider.
You ask me to be candid as you comb your errant hair. Well, what I want to whisper, if my true voice is despair, or I got too good at drinking, I've told untowardly tales, but I've hung too close the shimmering of your mirror on the stairs. Well, I'm a free rider, I'm as free as they come, and I'll ride on free till the day. Your back against my body, your waist inside the crook of my arm, the only anchor, oh, the steel, the wheels, and the altar of the pavement where my blood signed the deal. I'm a free.
Rider there. That is Skylar Goodass kicking us off this hour on Live and Local and Radio Concerts on the Hill. Again, that's off the new album Cinema. You can buy it online at skylargoodass.bandcamp.com. That's G-U-D-A-S-Z, by the way, Skylar Goodass. We've got more from her coming up throughout the hour. We will throw it back to her debut album, Oleander, next, and then get back to more great stuff from Cinema coming up in the second half of the hour. We got a little bit of local news for you coming up next after this at 6:10.
Hi, I'm Valanda Calloway with University Ford. Under the recent announcements made for Durham County, car dealerships are essential businesses providing you with reliable transportation. We are taking all necessary precautions to keep our facilities safe. Our employees always remain at physical distance, and we thoroughly sanitize the dealership throughout the day. For 34 years, we've continued to grow with this community and the events that help shape it. This crisis will be no different. Thank you for being a part of the University Ford family.
It's time for a mindful minute with Arete Float Tank Studio. Floating is great for relaxation and recovery, and Arete can't wait to open our doors again. While we're all doing our part to flatten the curve, we have a few simple ways for you to stay centered and calm. At Arete, we obviously think water is a key to relaxation, and staying hydrated helps your body in a number of ways. Your immune system is at its strongest when you're hydrated. As your body prepares to fight off germs, your cells need to be properly hydrated to maintain that effort. There's never been a better time to have a strong immune system. Water keeps a steady flow of nutrients going into your body's cells, which boosts energy. When you're dehydrated, physical and mental performance can become sluggish. With extended time at home, we can find new and interesting ways to safely exercise, but remember, being hydrated is the first step. Arete Float Tank Studio is a place for you to step away from stress and float into calm for your mind and body. While our studio isn't currently open, we are offering a buy one, get one on all floats purchased. Where else can you give the gift of relaxation? Visit us online at floatarete.com.
Hello, this is Tony Hall. When your home goes on the market, we want it to look and show its best. Decluttering the home is very important. This may include unstuffing the closets, clearing off surfaces, paring down the furniture, and tossing things you don't need. If you're planning to sell a home, let's talk about decluttering and other good ideas. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
6:12 your time. Aaron Kick here with you this hour, catching you up on local news. Northbound I-85 is still closed in Hillsboro, right by the old 86 exit, exit 164. That is from an accident that is now about 6 hours old on North I-85. A tractor trailer that was carrying hazardous materials hit a mattress that had fallen into the roadway off of another vehicle earlier. That caused the tractor trailer to tip over. The hazardous materials caught on fire, and the entire highway in both directions had to be shut down for several hours as crews fought that blaze. The southbound side has been back open now for a while. The northbound side is still closed. And again, this is 6 hours later as they've been dealing with that all afternoon. Two firefighters have suffered minor injuries, but very luckily, that's it. The driver of the tractor trailer was reportedly uninjured. No other serious injuries have been reported. But again, that road is still closed. Should be getting back open fairly soon, but right now they're still detouring people onto 40 eastbound instead. Over to Raleigh, Governor Cooper today signed the COVID-19 relief bill that passed the General Assembly over the weekend, allocating $1.5 billion, billion with a B there, in federal aid. Among other things, the bill includes $125 million for small businesses, $85 million for COVID-19 research, $29 million of that will go to UNC Chapel Hill, $50 million to purchase PPE, $150 million for local governments to support them as they continue to fund things, and a whole lot more. You can get a longer list on our website, chapelboro.com. The bill also gives everyone an extension on car inspections and license renewals until August and eliminates interest on late income tax payments. It also sets an earlier opening date for K-12 schools this August. They will open a week earlier than usual. Got some good news today on the medical front. WRAL reports the 7-day average in new COVID-19 infections has dropped in North Carolina for 2 days in a row now. This is one of the key metrics that state officials are watching to determine the timeline for when we can begin reopening. Governor Cooper says he'll have an update on that timeline by Wednesday. Still some new cases being reported, though, including locally. Multiple employees of the Whole Foods in Chapel Hill have reportedly tested positive, among other things. The financial impact of the virus is, of course, still extremely heavy. State officials say more than 1 million North Carolinians have filed unemployment claims since March 15th. That's 20% of the state's workforce. North Carolina has paid out more than $1 billion on those claims already, but even so, not everyone has been covered. We're also getting word about businesses that are closing permanently as a result of this. Most recently, Northgate Mall in Durham. The mall has been struggling for years, but the mall's owners say COVID-19 was the last straw. The outside of the mall will still be open. Stores on the outside of the mall will reopen when it's safe, but the inside of the mall will close permanently. Sometime this month, North Carolina is going to begin the process of gradually reopening from the shutdown, but it is still a very uncertain future, and local businesses are having to plan ahead now for a lot of possible circumstances. 97.9 The Hill's Avery Trendle has more on how they're managing.
In a recent interview with 97.9 The Hill's Aaron Keck, the president of the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough, Aaron Nelson, discussed the state of the local economy and what to expect moving forward. According to Nelson, this is currently the end of what he calls Act 1 of the process, which revolves primarily around crisis response. The community is now moving on to what he calls Act 2, the next 4 or 5 weeks where people generally remain in their homes and the economy remains relatively quiet. In the same way that gatherings were slowly decreased at the beginning of the pandemic, it's expected that the reopening process will happen in the same gradual manner. During this time, Nelson stressed that businesses need to be thinking outside the box when considering how to best move into Act 3, the recovery portion of this crisis.
We are expecting recovery to not be months, but to be years, economic recovery on this. But what's most important is in this Act 2, this sort of intermission between crisis response and recovery, is a good time to do planning. We will not reopen as a community in the same way that we were before.
Because of all the changes that have taken place in this current climate, Nelson encourages business to ask themselves key questions about what life will be like when it's time to reopen. Online sales could continue to flourish, while many employees may not feel safe returning to work right away. Factors like these will play a large role in determining how businesses decide to operate, meaning there is a distinct possibility that things won't go back to the exact way they were prior to the pandemic. For some businesses, though, this crisis is becoming the final nail in their coffins.
There were businesses struggling to succeed in the strong economy that we were in before, and that this will just be too much. Some have reached out for their payroll protection plan lending from the federal government or their economic injury loans that may carry them forward. But for some of them, the fundamental problems they had before will remain.
For others, like restaurants and theaters, big changes may be essential to their survival in a world post-coronavirus.
And there's some organizations that were solid and sound with strong business plans that just don't work in a world in which people are not as physically close to each other, where 100 people aren't going to gather in a movie theater or for a play.
Nelson also said that nonprofit organizations, especially those providing meals or shelters, are in great need of help as this crisis continues to take its toll. It goes without saying that the longer the pandemic lasts, the worse off businesses will be. On the positive side, though, businesses like hardware stores, grocery stores, and any services providing people with things they need at home are thriving. In addition, having a community anchor like UNC gives this area a distinct advantage, a bright silver lining underneath some incredibly dark clouds.
Our economy generally is late into recessions and early out of them. And that's because we are buoyed by substantial revenue from our university and our hospital, who make giant payroll investments in our community. So long as those giant payroll investments continue, I think that we will be more resilient than most.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Avery Trendle.
Turning quickly to sports, good news for the UNC football program. They just got the largest donation ever in Carolina athletics history. The exact dollar amount was not publicly specified, but UNC in a statement described the gift as, this is their word, transformational. It comes from the Eddie and Joe Allison Smith Family Foundation. Eddie Smith is a Carolina grad and a former trustee. His name is also gracing the side of the Eddie Smith Fieldhouse. Funds from the donation will support staffing needs and facility improvements for the team and build an endowment to cover future costs. The gift will also honor Eddie Smith's son, Chris. The field at Keenan Memorial Stadium will officially be named the Chris Smith Field. 6:19, quick look at weather as we get into the evening. It's been a beautiful day, 80 degrees and sunny in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Get out and enjoy it if you can. This is as hot as it's going to get for the rest of the week. We'll see clouds moving in tonight, temperatures down around 53, and then scattered showers and thunder showers really beginning overnight and continuing through the day tomorrow. It will be quite a bit cooler with highs only around 60. And Brad and I have been able to avoid turning on the air conditioning so far. We've kept these little tiny two-day heat waves, and that's been it. So further into May we can get, the better. Rest of the week should be a little bit cooler. Highs in the upper 60s pretty much every day through the weekend. After Tuesday, shouldn't have any more rain in the forecast. Just a little bit cooler as we get through the week. 6:20 is your time. We're live and local with Radio Concerts on the Hill, and we're going to throw it back to Skylar Goddaus coming up next. Two songs from her debut album, Oleander, after this.
This is Orange County Health Director Quintana Stewart. I urge you to follow the statewide and county stay-at-home orders. People with COVID-19 often don't feel sick for 2 to 5 days. That means they are spreading the virus to all of those they come in contact with without knowing it. To help yourself and our community, please stay at home. If you must go out, stay at least 6 feet from others, including when you're standing in line. And please avoid groups. For more information, visit orangecountync.gov/coronavirus.
Attention rising high school juniors and seniors. Interested in getting college credit while you're still in high school? Tuition free? Visit DurhamTech.edu and type in CCP to see the university transfer and career and technical pathways that are available. Courses are taught at the Orange County campus in Hillsboro or the main campus in Durham. If you're ready to get a jump start on earning college credit, Durham Tech is the place for you. So get ready to do great things.
I'm Bright McConnell, inviting you to join me for an exploration of Carolina Next, UNC's strategic plan for a new decade and a new generation. You'll hear exclusive conversations on 97.9 The Hill with UNC administrators, faculty, and staff as they discuss this important initiative that will steer UNC into the future. Airing monthly on The Aaron Keck Show, these conversations about Carolina Next, innovations for public good, are made possible by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and are on demand at chapelboro.com and unc.edu.
Are you frustrated with the high cost of prescription ED medications? Southern Village Pharmacy now offers Tadalafil 20 mg, the active ingredient in Cialis, for only $5 per tablet. In addition, Sildenafil 20 mg is still available for $5 or less for a single treatment dose. Shipping is available within North Carolina. Visit SouthernVillageRx.com for information you can share with your doctor to help discuss if these options are right for you. Southern Village Pharmacy, located in Chapel Hill, online at SouthernVillageRx.com or 919-240-4084.
This is Mossy Bannister, and you're listening to Live and Local on The Aaron Keck Show on 97.9 The Hill.
I'm your This is 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station, where Durham listens. Streaming live on chapelboro.com.
I'm so happy I could die. I'm so happy I could die right now. I'm so happy since you left me. I could die because I'm so happy. Just kill me now. I don't need your money. I'm so rich, I get paid all the time. I'm so rich since you left me, honey. I could marry someone who would marry me just for my money. Get your tattoo. I'm so happy. What did you think this was? Me trying to get you
for 2016 debut album Oleander, that's Skylar Gadaz, I'm So Happy I Could Die. I'll Be Your Man before that, also off the same album. Much more from Skylar's radio concerts on the Hill continues after this. We'll come back to her brand new album Cinema with a few songs off of that up next.
Hi, this is Jeff Haas from the Mark Vitale Agency. Lately, many of my clients have been working from home due to the coronavirus, and quite a few have called asking to review their life insurance plans. After discussing their situations, many have realized that what they had originally put in place was no longer what they needed. Most said the time with their families really changed their perspective on their life insurance needs. I'd be happy to review your plans with you at no cost and, of course, with the necessary social distancing. Please give me a call at 919-205-2850 and let's talk.
Chapel Hill is a place known for education, but it's also a great community to do business in. Known as the southern part of heaven with small town charm and big city cultural and athletic events, this is a great place to call home. We also boast of one of the best public school systems in the country, world-class healthcare facilities, and access to the most talented and well-educated employees in the world.
Chapel Hill is an amazing place to start or grow your business. Go to open2.biz.
Keck Show is presented by Tony Hall & Associates, where they don't just list houses, they sell them. Online at TonyHallAssociates.com.
6:32 is your time. Going to be with you this hour. We are in the middle of radio concerts on the Hill. Skylar Goodass is our spotlight artist today. Again, SkylarGoodass.com, her website. That's G-U-D-A-S-Z. And you can also find her on Bandcamp, where you can buy her brand new album, Cinema, which just came out a couple of weeks ago. It's getting amazing reviews, and for good reason. And the songs off of it are terrific. We got a couple for you right now. In fact, the first two songs off the album, songs 1 and 2, beginning with Femme Fatale.
Ain't you heard that? Babe, I'm troubled, and I've been looking for you. When they see me, they start running, 'cause trouble's coming for you. Try and escape me, but I can't.
97.9 The Hill.
Dark room next to the peaches. Take fountain bone shed sherry. Did you make your second
there from Skylar Grudas, track two off of Cinema. More from that album as Radio Concerts on the Hill continues after this on The Aaron Keck Show.
You don't have to dread Monday anymore. With New Music Monday presented by A Better Image Printing, listen for a brand new song, then go to chapelboro.com and vote to make it or break it. So far, you've voted for these songs to make it.
Find someone that loves you better than I do, darling, I know.
But it's still all right.
New Music Monday is presented by A Better Image Printing on Garrett Road. Not your ordinary neighborhood print shop. They provide high-quality products at a low cost with a 100% money-back guarantee. Try them today at abetterimageprinting.com. New Music Monday on 97.9 The Hill and chapelboro.com. An exciting way to have a say in what we play.
Hi, this is Skylar Gudas. Thanks for listening to Radio Concerts on the Hill.
Two girls drinking wine, smoking rollies out the window by the Brighton Pier. I like locked myself out of the club after my set. Little bout of freedom, I guess I'll walk while the star appears. I tell myself that it is just the sea and the wilding effect it has on me. These days I can't eat, and when I do, I'm like an animal. Tom Petty in my room until the morning comes. The highs and the lows, the peaks and valleys and the fit of your clothes. Is there any place I haven't left? Sod in the water, skin in the dark, and always the wind. Hey, I'm an animal. And by this time, you've never been here before. You're just lost and talking to yourself like an animal. I feel I'm stuck in a time loop, telling me that nothing's a coincidence, when really that's my brain looking for a pattern to assure me there's some sense to be made of chaos, some beauty to catch on to down the tumble of time.
Thank you. I give to you my troubled mind. I give to you my apple pie. I send you my regrets from this diner. I'm a loner who loves to lay low in your arms. You can't help what it is you love. There's lipstick on my coffee cup. I write down the words that I find you in. On a napkin, the mark of your teeth still in my stockings. You say that I'm stuck on the blues. Well, they're here before you, and it's likely they'll be here long after you're gone. So I play long and keep my shades on. My dreams in Zion. All I wanted to do was write you a song so true it would save your life and save mine. By the truth might set you free, but it won't free you from time. So I gave to you my troubled mind. I gave to you my apple pie. Do you forgive me for all the
could be no one else. 97.9 The Hill.
Stand the strain.
the cover of a great one. That's Skylar Gadass wrapping us up this hour on Radio Concerts on the Hill with Wichita Lineman. Previous songs, Waitress and Animal, both off her brand new album, Cinema, which came out last month. You can order it online at skylargadass.bandcamp.com. You can also find more information on her at skylargadass.com, G-U-D-A-S-Z.